A dynamic storm that prompted foreboding predictions of dangerous weekend weather spawned tornadoes, dust storms, and wildfires that killed at least 39 people and destroyed hundreds of homes and businesses. The system that brought severe weather and flooding to the central and eastern part of the country over the weekend was moving off the east coast on Monday morning, with some showers lingering from the mid-Atlantic into eastern New England, according to Mark Chenard, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Here's what to know about the unusually erratic and damaging weather. Another system coming this week. Another system is moving out of the Rockies and into the plains in coming days, Chenard said. The threat of winter weather picks up on Tuesday into Wednesday in Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan, with significant snow and wind bringing hazardous conditions. To the south, across portions of the plains, there will be drier air, bringing fire weather risk. Multiple tornadoes in several states. The massive storm that began Friday earned an unusual high-risk designation from meteorologists. Still, experts said it's not unusual to see such weather extremes in March. It's not that uncommon to get impacts across that many states, but this one was even on the stronger side of what we would typically see, he said. There was a significant outbreak of tornadoes, with 46 tornadoes on Friday and 41 on Saturday, according to a preliminary count, Chenard said. There were no reports of tornadoes on Sunday, but there were many reports of wind damage, especially from West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Two strong tornadoes tore through the same Mississippi county, home to the hard-hit town of Tylertown, Mississippi, within about 1 hour of each other on Saturday, according to a new preliminary report from the National Weather Service. The pair of twisters caused devastating damage in Walthall County, in far southern Mississippi. The first twister, assigned a preliminary rating of EF3, carved up the ground through Walthall County after touching down in Louisiana around 12:15 p.m. The second one, given a preliminary rating of EF2, touched down northwest of Tylertown around 1:15 p.m. In Tylertown, tall trees were ripped in half and entire neighborhoods were wiped out. 6 people were killed and more than 200 were displaced, Governor Tate Reeves said. Haley Hart and her fiancé Steve Romero hunkered down with their 3 Huskies inside their 1994 Toyota Celica as a twister ripped apart their home Saturday. Romero said he prayed out loud and hugged Hart as the car rolled onto its side, windows shattering, before it landed on its wheels again. It was a bad dream come true, Romero said. The couple escaped with only scratches. Wayne County, Missouri, resident Dakota Henderson said he and others rescuing trapped neighbors found 5 bodies scattered in rubble outside what remained of his aunt's house. Scattered twisters killed at least a dozen people in the state Friday, authorities said. Coroner Jim Akers of Butler County, Missouri, described the home where one man was killed as just a debris field. The floor was upside down, he said. We were walking on walls. Wildfires and dust storms also proved deadly. Wind-driven wildfires caused extensive damage in Oklahoma, and officials in both Oklahoma and Texas warned that parts of both states would again face an increased risk of fire danger this week. Oklahoma officials said more than 130 fires were reported across Oklahoma on Friday and over 400 homes across the state were damaged. Nobody has enough resources to fight fires when the wind is blowing 70 miles per hour, said Terry Essary, the fire chief of Stillwater, Oklahoma. It's an insurmountable task. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management said on Sunday evening that the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner had confirmed 4 fatalities related to the fires or high winds across the state. Dust storms spurred by high winds have been deadly. 8 people died in a Kansas highway pileup involving at least 50 vehicles, according to the State Highway Patrol. Authorities said 3 people also were killed in car crashes during a dust storm in Amarillo, in the Texas Panhandle. Refuge and Recovery Efforts President Donald Trump said the White House was monitoring the storms and would assist state and local officials to help in the recovery. He said National Guard troops were deployed to Arkansas, where officials confirmed 3 deaths. Please join Melania and me in praying for everyone impacted by these terrible storms. Trump posted on his social media network on Sunday, At least three people, including an 82-year-old woman, were killed in central Alabama when multiple tornadoes swept across the state. In Troy, Alabama, parks officials said the recreation center where many residents had taken refuge had to be closed due to damage from overnight storms. No one was injured. We are thankful the Lord provided protection over our community, and over 200 guests at the recreation center storm shelter on Saturday night, the Parks Department said in a statement, the Associated Press. JPG, caption. A cat cries out while sitting before a destroyed cabin from a tornado at Paradise Ranch RV Resort in Tylertown, Miss. Sunday, March 16, 2025. AP Photo, Rogelio V. Solis, 2.